Welcome back to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. We are so excited to be back for yet another episode. And you already know we're going to share a comment from another mama. Chanel says, this podcast was right on time in the journey of healing, growing, and identifying who I am now. Thank you so much for making this podcast for everyday women like me. God bless you all. God bless you too, Chanel. Listen, we are so excited and appreciative of every single like, comment, share, and subscription, and we ask that you continue to do so. It really, really helps us. Now, let's get into this week's episode.
Welcome back to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. So I am Sopa Rush.
I'm Blair.
And I am Morgan.
And today we are discussing social media.
Yes. Love to see it.
So before we jump into our topic, we're going to play a game. You guys already know we are diving into It's Giving
Motherhood.
My favorite game.
Let's do it.
So the gold side is?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes. And the white side means?
No.
And then if you're in between,
a little bit of a maybe.
Yep.
Okay. Right?
Yep.
First answer is the right answer.
Always.
So I'm going to go ahead and start. Do you think social media is helpful?
Yes.
100%.
Do you think social media is harmful?
It can be.
It can
be.
Yes.
Both. Yes. Do you find yourself comparing yourself to others on social media?
Certainly.
Yes.
For sure.
Just going to keep it right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like social media influences your daily habits and purchases?
Sometimes.
It depends.
Yeah. It has to a degree.
What, like, mood I'm in.
The season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To a degree.
Okay, have you made close friends from social media? Yes,
100%.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes.
Do you get your news primarily from social media? Yes.
100%. Yeah, I even use Facebook News.
Do you really?
Regular news. Facebook has a news.
I didn't know that was a thing.
App. You know, I'm the oldest, so I am a Facebook user.
I use TikTok now to get my news.
I
use the hashtag.
Okay. You're teaching us.
Yes. Do you find yourself mindlessly scrolling on social media more than you would like?
Yes.
100,000%.
Gosh.
Yes. Do you take social media breaks for your mental state? Yes.
Yes.
Not as often as I should.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you feel like you have to post often and keep up with trends? Sometimes, yeah.
I feel like I do, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go here.
Last one. Do you feel a pressure in how you parent because of social media?
No.
Kind of. I have my days.
It's the same as the last one. Like,
yeah.
I see it and I want to, but then I still do.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you elaborate on that though? Like, why is it that you feel like, okay?
Like, it makes me feel like I should be cooking. Like, when I cook, I should have my kids so that they can learn how to do it. I should, you know, be in the playroom playing different games and engaging them, and creating different ways for them to learn and just being like, And I'm like, that's so cool. And I'll save it and I'll save it and I'll screenshot it. And then, it don't happen.
Yeah, I do. I save a lot of stuff. I'm like that too. I know I answered no, but I am like that too. I'm like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like, I think a lot of the things that I see when it comes to social media is like how you should parent or like what you should say versus what you should not say. Yeah. I see that a lot.
I try that too.
And then for me, it's just because I'm like, everybody's kid is so different.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I should take their advice. Yeah. And then the things that I do see when it comes to like people organizing really nice and all this stuff, then I think like, do they do this every day or is it just like what they do once or twice a week? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Some of them show like the clean part and then they'll like be like,
Like, because I know that, and maybe it's also because like we all do social media to a certain extent on a very like full-time basis. So it's kind of like, I know what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, eh.
But I will say that it has helped me to become more disciplined.
Okay.
I what I post, I live it out. So, like, when I am organizing.
Oh, certainly.
So it makes you do those things that you want to do.
It's not because I'm pressured into doing those things. It's like, I want to be able to help inspire other people to create structure and, like, to have systems. Because I didn't have that with Harlem. And I was letting him stay up till 11 o'clock at night. Like, he was just kicking
God bless
it.
You.
So, like, there was no... There was no structure, and our household was all over the place, chaotic. But now that we have structure, everything just runs so smoothly.
Yeah.
So that's why I think some of us, I'm not saying everybody, but some of us post those things to, like, other moms be like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
Or you can save it.
No, yeah. I think that's helpful. But I think, like, what you were saying, like, the things that you say to your kids.
Yes.
That's the hard one, because there's so much, and I'm like, okay, so I can't say this, and I say this, and I think my brain just goes into overload, and then it just, like, combusts, and then I just go back to saying what, like, I would normally say, and then I'm like, you know, it's back to what I usually say, like, you're going to screw them up somehow, so I'm like, saying my child is smart is, like, the wrong thing, like, I'm just going to have to die on that one.
Yeah, like, and that's what I'm saying, like, I think there's balance, too, because I feel like we all said, like, yes, no, maybe, you know, I said maybe to a lot of different ones, but it's because it's, like, social media is a part of our everyday life. It is literally like an all day, everyday thing. No matter how we try to spin it, no matter how many times we try to act like we don't mindlessly scroll, it is literally a part of everybody's life, which is why this is even an episode. You know what I mean?
We're on social media.
Yeah, we're on social media. Like, it's a big topic.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, we sometimes I feel like we kind of talk about the cons of it, but what would you guys say is the pros?
The pro. Well, for me.
I was going to say, you should have like,
Well, for me, because it is my full-time job, I am a full-time content creator, it has literally changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm able to stay at home with my kids. I'm able to create a lifestyle that I want. You know, I have the resources, the finances to create that, you know, lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's really changed my life. I've met some amazing people via, well, I met y'all via social media, but like also just my community I met as well.
Yeah.
So those are the pros. And then also getting to reach other people far, like in different countries. And
that part is so cool.
Tell them about Jesus like that.
Yes.
It's so cool to me. I'm like, you're all the way in the UK. You're all the way in Africa. And you're like,
yeah, really that part is cool. I love that part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you say, B?
No, I love the part that people get to share so many different stories.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, things you've never heard of, you're going to learn about, you know, strategies, people talking about motherhood, postpartum, you know, relatable things where you before you were like, I'm the only one, and you're like, well, okay, well, there's at least one other person out there now that's done it. So it's like just being able to hear so many stories, the fact that news can transfer so fast now, you don't have to wait for like a morning newspaper or for someone to write an article. Like, we can control narratives, which is, you know, a plus
and pro and a con.
But like, information can be shared so fast, and I just think you can find community. Like, during the pandemic, before social media didn't exist, you know how like lonely that would be? Like, it's already a lonely situation, but you're still able to communicate. You're still able to like have community.
Yeah.
So I just think communication, news, information, transparency has just opened up the world even bigger and then made it this small.
Do you guys ever feel like it's could be affect your self-esteem at all when it comes to social, because we talked about comparing yourself and like you see all of these things and we don't always do them, so then we feel like, dang, did I fail or did I'm like, or like even comparing without the motherhood side just as a woman, I know for me, I look at like people who've snapped back and I'm like,
your spandex all the way up to their neck. Snap back. But some people do.
Some people really do, though. Yeah. I mean, so that's what I'm like. I'm like, man, should I be doing more? Or should I be doing, I don't know. I do start to get in my head a little bit sometimes, because I do see, or if I'm seeing, I'm really into like fitness. And so if I see people like at the gym every single day and I missed a day, I'd be like, ah, Morgan, you really missed the mark today. Like,
they changed outfits many times at the gym. Social media halfway true. Yeah. But no, I understand. But I think the good thing is, for everything you see like that, you'll also see personal trainers that aren't, you know, thin or muscly. Like, you'll see people who work out all the time, or people who haven't snapped back. So for every story that you see that can make you feel bad, you can also see one that normalizes
your own
story. And I think it's just where you decide to water yourself on social media. Do you want to torture yourself? Or do you want to be empowered on social media?
That,
so you have the power to control your experience.
That's such a good point, because just a tip for anybody who has the same issues that I have had, I literally unfollowed all the unrealistic expectations. So like, even if it was like too aspirational, like the people when they say, do we even see real houses anymore? Like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like I started unfollowing like stuff that was like too much.
Yeah.
That seemed a little bit out of my reach because I was just like, at this point, it's just going to make me feel like I'm always,
inadequate.
Yeah. So I started to even follow like people that don't have my same body type and that are fitness people.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's unachievable. Yeah. Find someone who is your body type and then you can be inspired.
Exactly.
Get the workouts that you want to get. Like I started doing that because that is what helped me the like, cause like
and
you said,
the
it's still a good, the algorithm still shows you more. And I think that that's what we have to start doing is instead of like trying to downplay social media because we all use it, like find the way it works for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, for sure. I use it for inspiration.
Yeah.
So like you, I don't really follow, I don't follow a lot of celebrities because I don't relate to their lifestyle.
Yeah.
But also like, I really just follow people that inspire me to be a better person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just, I keep it pretty simple.
Yeah.
I do too. I follow my friends in like regular things. Like I, you know, they set it up so you see the explore page more and more and more. So you end up seeing other stuff. Yeah. But for the most part, I just try to look at regular stuff. But then when I get to scrolling, I see all types
everything.
Of stuff.
Yeah. Yes. You fall down a rabbit hole.
I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of pimple popping videos. That's my favorite.
Oh gosh, that's serious.
My favorite.
Yeah,
there's a space for it.
There is a space for it. What is your like weird obsession? She's a pimple popper
what's
video.
School?
What's yours?
What catches your eye when you?
I love ducks.
Oh.
What?
Weirder than the pimples.
No, there's this page on Instagram that is like baby ducks or like ducks, like chicks. And they like put them in like the bathtub or like they have them just, I don't know, they're just really cute and friendly. They make me smile. So,
I love it.
Yes. I have a couple, but I like when people restock. But the ones with the sound on.
Like ASMR?
Yeah, but it's like when they restock and organize.
Click everything.
Yeah, I like those. And then the cleaning the rugs. There's a
That's,
the rug cleaning.
I don't go down the rabbit hole, but I've seen them. I get it.
So
I get
good.
It.
I love cleaning. Anything like cleaning is
I like cleaning ones. Too.
It's like man, and then I'm like, I feel like I did my house.
I like
you're like my like, rug is clean
yep,
now.
Bob is done.
Just don't look down.
Now, when it comes to social media, this is the big question because we're all mothers here. Mm-hmm. What age is too young? To have a social media account, and when do you think you're gonna like let your kid, you know, go for it?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think for me, it's just, I don't know, it's really hard. I think because my kids are gonna be in sports one day.
Oh, certainly.
I may give them a phone in junior high just so that they can communicate with us. But I didn't have social media until I was in college. So it was.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then I got into it. It's weird. But
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I got it whenever I was 21. I got my first Instagram account. Yeah.
Wow.
So I.
Oh, sheesh.
But I'm not as cultured as some of y'all. Like,
yes.
I just feel like I'm out of the
room. Everybody's
be like, have you ever heard it? You'd be like, no, I've never heard
of
that person. Okay,
exactly.
I didn't know that. We find out
like
things.
90% of the world it was not accessible to me.
Really?
Like I live in my world.
Yeah. Okay, this makes sense.
But Anthony had social, like he had a phone when he was like 9 because he played sports. So I think for us, we just gonna have to figure out a balance of like.
But see, there's a difference between having a phone having social media because my daughter, she's 10.
Yeah.
And she's actually had her phone since she was maybe like 7. Yeah. And it's only because we co-parent, so it's easier.
Yeah.
But she does not have any social media accounts, and she has, like, all the parental blocks on her phone and all that stuff. So she does have an Instagram, but I run it.
Yeah. She does?
Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I follow it, I think. I'm not going to say it on
the right.
show. But I don't know. I go back and forth, and then you got to think about what are you considering social media?
Yeah.
Like, they're on YouTube Kids. That's social media.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
play, like, my daughter, she's 5. I don't know if that's too young. They play
Roblox.
And I heard you can talk to people through there.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to, you know, pay attention to that. And then, you know, I go back and forth between, okay, if I wait too long, you know, kids are kids.
Yeah.
Do they find a way?
Do they find a way?
Or can I, like, go through this process with them?
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's start it together. You know,
that's
together.
What I did
let's,
with the TikTok.
Let's post a picture here. Let's do this together. And it's, like, a together thing. And then they grow up in it. But I don't think it's going to be, like, and when you're 14, okay, you can do it. Because I feel like now you're starting it with your peers.
Mm-hmm. So with Layla, she wanted a TikTok really bad. Mm-hmm. And instead of giving her the TikTok, I basically was like, nah, we could do it together.
Yeah.
Because with TikTok, you just can't control what shows up.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. And so I turned it into something that we could do as a mother-daughter thing that she could look forward to. And it was really cool. Mm-hmm. And she really does look forward to it. Like, we do TikTok Tuesdays.
Aww.
So when she comes home from school, she's like, Mom, it's TikTok Tuesday. And now that she's getting older, I'm not going to lie, when she does find different dances and things like that, she will say, like, okay, well, that was fun. Can I do this one by myself?
She don't wanna
Yeah, sometimes she'll scoop me out. And that's fine. Because I've already pre-screened the dance. We're not scrolling. We're doing, you know, we're using the right audio and all those things. Yeah. And so there's no problem with it.
Okay.
And that's my, like, compromise, if you will.
Yeah. That's so cute.
That's a good idea, too. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I think it's a place to be creative on, like, you know, learn to edit, learn to do all of these things.
She sees me do it.
Yeah, and they see us do it, and but you can't, you know, but you can't do it. So I think it's just how you introduce it. Like most things. Like I said, my kids would never use iPads. I ended up letting them use it early.
Yeah.
But now they're not obsessed with iPads. They can literally have them in the corner and, like, never touch them all day because it's not something like, oh, this mysterious thing I can't touch. So I just think it depends on your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And no matter how you bring it in, I think it should be together. So
that's a good point. What about you? Your kids are a little, probably, what would you, like, do you feel like you're?
I feel like I would let them have, I mean, they're on social media regardless because I post them, but, like, for them to be introduced to it, I think, I don't know. I feel like I would just have to monitor everything. Kind of like what you guys are saying, like, I would have to make sure that I'm okay with what they're about to post. Cause I think a good example are the Kardashians because hold on, hear me out.
Yes.
So they have TikToks with their kids.
Yes.
And they monitor everything that they turn the comments off.
They do.
There's access to them, but not access to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's really smart.
And I think social media has set that up. Like, they have monitoring. I feel like Instagram added something where, you
they did for the youth.
Yeah.
So it's just,
YouTube,
you know,
too.
It can be really helpful. Yeah. But then it's like, I just feel like we're talking about Instagram and TikTok, and in 5 years, there's going to be something.
Yeah. It's going to be something else.
And then kids also, now they post like 10 pictures, then all of a sudden they got one picture.
Oh my
god. Like, you know, like,
that is
all
the new
youth,
generation.
The youth don't keep the pictures up.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't. They just really are looking at stories.
Yeah.
And like, they'll post like once in a while. Like, they're really like the king and queens of scrolls. I don't even think they like anything.
Yeah, that's true. I would say too, though, on the other hand of like, just making sure what they are exposed to is what am I exposing, like, my child to on the other end as far as the people are so mean.
People are so
And they find anything to pick apart. And so I'm like, what I don't want is to, which is why I run, you know, my daughter's account. Like, she doesn't look at comments. She doesn't
That's even good.
Know what it looks like. If anything, I'm like, ooh, Lay, like, your video just hit a million views.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say that to her.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's it. Because people are like, well, why is your hair like that?
Yeah.
Or why did you two, there was one video that's like, oh, you're too grown. I can't believe your mom lets you do. Like, I'm like, bye.
And see, that's the thing I'm worried about. And I think about it more for my daughter because I am a woman. Not to say boys don't have issues, but I worry about the opinions of others.
Yeah.
Like, when we were younger, or at least when I was younger, I don't know about y'all. I only had to compare myself to the people in my neighborhood and the people in my school. Social media wasn't like a thing until like I got to college, really.
Yeah.
Like, I think Black Planet started maybe in my senior year of high school or something like that. So I didn't have to like compare myself. Like, okay, you see a model, but like, a model was so untouchable that it was
so
like next level.
I would say that's true for us too. Like,
but now you're on social media and it's like, no filter. Yes, you got a filter on.
You have a
filter you have this on. Or, you know, but everybody's no filter, no makeup. Or even if they do, you think that's what you're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You think that's normal now.
Yeah.
And it just, like, scares me. And it makes me sad that, like, growing up, like, the comparison, like, bowl is now.
It's broadened.
Huge. Yeah. And if it's hard for us as adults, not just looks, but also, like, what people are doing and accomplishing and succeeding at. Can you imagine being 13, 12, 15, and having to compare yourself to the world?
All of that.
Yeah.
What do you do, though? That's the thing. Like, we're talking about it, but it's one of those things. It's like, what do you do?
I think it just starts, I mean, it always starts at home. It's just conversations. Mm-hmm. It's setting them up for it's not real or it's about accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I think it's just continuing to talk to them. It's just, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
You build a strong foundation. Yeah. Like, that's what I always say with my kids. I'm building a strong foundation. So they're homeschooled right now. So that if they go to school when, you know, a formal school one day, or if they go to somewhere, like, they're strong enough to deal with it. Yeah. Or they know I'm there to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to them, like, real about it. That's the only thing. Yeah. What can you do? You can't.
Yeah.
You're not a superhero. You can't fix the world.
Yeah. Okay. I would say that. What about you, Soap?
The same thing. I would just over communicate and let them know, like.
Because it starts at home.
Yeah.
Just bottom line, it starts at home. And if you don't communicate at home, it's more of a reason for them to go looking for it somewhere else.
Because I sure looked for a lot of things when I was young because, you know, it was so like.
Between
strict.
A boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, because that's where it starts, though. Yeah. You start with, I know for me, when I was younger, AOL and like chats.
I was probably talking to 90-year-old men back then.
I'm telling you, I didn't even know, but I would be bored. Yep. And I'm just like, I'm just chatting with you. Because there were so many different chat rooms I thought was really cool. Yep. But like, to be honest, like some of that stuff was pretty dangerous because you didn't know who you were talking to. And people are so daggone crazy.
And you knew it was dangerous, but it was so like still kind of like new that you're just like, who would do that? I'm me.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't this person be them? But
I think people were just looking for community. And I think that's what we were. Mm-hmm. Well, back then, the chat rooms were the way to communicate.
Yes.
But now it's like DMs. You can hit people up in DMs now. Like, and I think that's the scariest part with children. It's like these grown
and the
men.
Vanishing DMs. Yeah. Now everything can disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So which is weird. Which is weird. They set you up.
Yeah. They set you up. Locations. You can get locations of where people are. Snapchat is scary.
So I'm just saying, if it's worrisome for us, it makes me think about my kids. And that's why I don't want them to be like introduced at an older age. I'm like, because...
Like
your brain definitely doesn't.
So, what age do you think you're gonna do it?
I don't know. I think if they're interested, whenever they're interested, whenever they ask about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be. I've learned a lot. Like I'll say no sometimes. I'm like, why am I?
Why did I say no? Yep. I
do that too. Because it just seems like the right. Like, So I think just saying yes and introducing it to them earlier, and I don't know, and just be scared on the inside. I'm gonna be scared.
If you could change one thing about social media, what would it be?
Can change one thing.
Less stuff that could disappear. I think it just makes it so easy to hide stuff now. And I wish there was less ways to hide stuff.
Or
I don't know. I'm not very creative in that way. That's the only thing I can think of. I just don't want them to be able to hide stuff.
That's true.
That's my big thing. And
what about in a positive way? Like we talked a little bit in the beginning about the pros of social media and like the community that you build and like how we get our information and like in the perfect world, like how, what would you like for them to add?
How do they make social media better? Like I'm always like, this is it.
Yeah.
I feel like
they come out with an update every week.
But I feel like they've done a great job at trying to help people's mental health. I mean, like you are the consumer. So it's your choice whether you're consuming or not consuming.
Yeah.
But they've done a great job at hiding likes. They've done a great job at turning off your comments if you need to turn off your comments. So I feel like they're trying to go in the right direction where they're limiting people's validation and exposure of like feeling less than because they don't have this many likes or many comments. So I think they're heading in the right direction.
I think they do all that for marketing. I don't think companies don't care about likes. They care about engagement. Bad comments affect marketing. Like I'm very cynical about that stuff.
I've never looked at it from that perspective. Yeah. But now that I think about it, I mean.
I'm very cynical. I watched that like Netflix special and I saw that basically.
I heard about it.
All of social media is set so we can just sell stuff to each other, like whether you're a formal influencer or not. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's like a bad thing, but I think it's like, I don't like again, it goes to disappearing. Yeah. I don't like the sneakiness about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like when they're doing it that way. I like the idea of like,
just tell
influencers, like, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm sharing. But like, for me, a normal person, just being me, like, I don't want to
feel that
pressure, that I'm being used that way. But am I going to get off social media? No.
No.
They're going to keep using me.
Yeah. Well, we talked about even getting off social media. That was one of the questions. How often do you guys take your breaks?
I did it probably like I used to do it, like, they'd have, like, a church blackout. But then he finds some excuse, like, I got to check it because it didn't feel like it was coming from, like, my, like, I want to do it. Mm-hmm. So the last time I did it was, I think, the top of 2021. But that's because I was, at the time, a stay-at-home mom. And I was actually happy with it. Mm-hmm. But every time I was scrolling on social media, I was like, this is not okay. I need to be doing something. This person has a business. And this person's doing this. And even people I knew that really weren't doing something or really weren't successful at what they were doing, I was like, it still looked good on social. So it still made me feel way. I'd be like, that's not real. But I'm like, but it looked pretty
good. But it looked real.
And so I just felt so much pressure. And I didn't want to, like, just do something to do something. I was like, I need to get off. To get my brain right. Yeah. So I got off for like a month. And then when I got back on, it felt so good because I didn't have those like automatic triggers to like scroll and to check my phone. I would pick it up less and less and less. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, then you're just back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Soap?
I think because it is my full-time job, it kind of makes it a little bit harder.
Very.
But I don't feel... I don't feel the pressure that I have to post every day. Like, I create when I feel creative.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I mean, I haven't posted in a week, and I'm okay with, like, not being able to, like, I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm not part of a trend.
Yeah.
It hasn't always been like that. I've struggled in the past, like, years ago, like, not even years ago. I would say last year, year before that.
Well, like, you'll disappear.
But, like, like, people are going to forget about you, or you're not, like, doing enough. But I feel like I'm in a different season of my life where I'm like, you know, I'm okay with being on God's timing and not the rest of the world's timing. So,
because social media literally tells you don't post every day, you're going to be on the album. So it gives you that pressure. And I'm glad you were like, hey, my content's good.
My content is good. And I feel that.
Yeah. I used to take breaks way more. I would every January, the whole month, I would, every January, I would do it. Especially when I was in the corporate world because I had more of a choice. Yeah. Now I'm pretty much all social media. Yeah. It's literally like my job. Yeah. So, even though I don't post on my page as much because I'm posting on all these other accounts that I run, I end up, of course, I get my inspiration from different things. And so I end up scrolling all the time. Yeah. I feel like I'm always on social, even if it's not for myself. Yeah. So I don't feel like I ever get to take a break. So that part, honestly, it does stink because I wish I would have times where I can just not be on social at all because it does, it stunts my creativity, especially like in the,
I think it can stunt it, but I think also, like you said, there's some things that can inspire thoughts. Like
Certainly.
Yeah, like things you thought like weren't even possible. Like you see some people's transitions or the things that they post or like seeing people like put their passion out there. I think that's always like.
Oh, all the time, which is what I love about it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, if I'm doing it every day, all day, nonstop. So one of the things I have done is like just trying to create a better rhythm for myself of like, okay, Morgan, like from this time to this time, maybe this is your time to just like not do anything at all or pre-plan it so that you can like do something else in the meantime. Mm-hmm. Weekends I've done a lot better. But it's still,
I put
like,
the time restriction on it before, and I would just be like,
I used to
do that one.
Yeah, I did that time thing, and that did not work.
It didn't work, but it made me conscious of how long I was on there because I was like, if it popped up, I was like, oh, I must have been on here a lot, but I would definitely just. But it was nice.
Yeah.
Nice thought.
Do you guys have boundaries when it comes to social media? Like, you kind of like brought it up a little bit, but like, is there?
I would say my boundaries, do you mean to what I post?
No, more so just like spending all your time on there or like, not so you don't feel overwhelmed or feel behind or feel like, you know, you're getting lost.
Whenever I catch myself, literally times when I catch myself mindlessly scrolling or I'll like be working on something and then I'll go to social to be like, oh, I saw this and this inspired me. What was it? And then all of a sudden I'm scrolling and doing something totally different. So then what I'll do when I catch myself, I'm like, all right, I'm going to put my phone down altogether and go do something else. And then I'll come back to it just so that I can kind of get myself out of that.
You know.
Yeah, I'm not really on it all day, but I'm like on it so sporadically it can like equal up to so much time.
Yeah.
So my boundary that I want that I always end up not doing, but I'm like when I'm with my kids at lunch, when I'm with my kids like after dinner to their bedtime, like 2 hours, I'm like not going on social media. Like even if I'm just laying there, I just want to be like more present. But the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I need to. I thought of this, or you're on something else, and then your thumb somehow falls, like, oh, into how am I?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm like, how did I get here?
Right, exactly.
I was like, literally in my calendar, and now all of a sudden I'm scrolling.
Yeah. But I will say, the one thing that I rarely get on is TikTok, because that thing.
I love it.
It is. No, it's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, it's so amazing, I can't stop.
It's hard.
Like, it's like, because the algorithm is so smart and so fast.
I go there for a laugh.
Oh my!
Whenever I need a pick me up,
it's incredible. But I have like a, I guess like a binge personality in some ways. I literally can't stop.
Yeah,
it's hard. And like,
do you guys feel addicted to social media? Like, have you?
No, because if I could, I would not. I would not be embarrassed.
You're gonna say what addicted. I can stop anytime.
I just like I would literally, if I could stop when it comes to like. Oh, I can say I'm not gonna be up here for a week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I'm addicted like a fiend, but I think it's become like I'm. but it's a habit. Like,
it's a habit.
It's literally like it. It takes a lot to break it. Like I like sometimes when I'm just here, I'm like, oh, I just want to like look. Yeah. And it's not like, oh, I need to be on social media.
Yep.
It's just my hands, my body automatically
does
it.
Because I've been there before. When I do have the break, I'm like, I actually don't. I have no reason to be up here right now.
No.
So, yes, it's like more of a habit.
Like, what am I checking for?
Yeah. I have nothing to check right now.
Yeah.
So, yes.
No, I really felt like I was addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like, presently or?
Like, either or. I mean,
a little bit now.
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Where, like, I'm working because I'm in school right now. So, I'm doing homework. So, to help me, I set my timer for 30 minutes so I can focus on my homework. And then for, like, 10 minutes, I take a break.
Yeah.
And that 10 minutes, I'm like scrolling or like looking on social just to take a break. But it's like, it's so like, you get on it like automatically. You wake up, you get
it's
on
like
it. You go to the bathroom, you go.
It's made for that though. It's literally.
It is.
I do feel like
it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. I'm like, this is really addicting.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want it, like I don't want to be on my phone, but it's like the first thing I grab, the first thing, you know, when you go to the bathroom or like whatever, I just feel like it's always there. It's so accessible to everything, to everybody, you know?
And I would say the best part about it, I know we talked about this before, but I just thought about it because I just had my 20-year high school reunion.
Oh,
yes. God, and I missed it, but, you know, that's fine. That Sorry, guys. I even bought tickets the day before. I knew I was going.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can, and this could be a downside, but I feel like I can keep up with so many people.
Yeah,
like, I can talk to people I haven't seen in years or moved away. Like, I love being able to, like, stay in contact with my friends, or even if we're not like talking on there, like I can see what people are up to. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go to my first high school reunion because I was like, oh, I know what y'all doing. Why I gotta like now show up or what have you? So I think it's like, I like how it kind of makes the world smaller in that sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And you find out like who knows who.
Oh my God.
Social,
one degree
which is so crazy.
Yes.
You'd be like, you'll see somebody's
how
this person liked this picture, but how does this person know this person? So that part is really cool.
Yes.
And I think even, because, I mean, let's be honest, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. But that is the part I love about it is the fact that, like you said earlier, B, we are able to give so much information. Mm-hmm. And it has become a resource to so many people. Mm-hmm. And even when we started this, which we thank you guys so much for, is people were like, oh my gosh, this is not just me. Like, it gives people an opportunity to be real. It gives people an opportunity to say, me too, you know? Yep. And that is like, chef's kiss. what would you say though to a mom who maybe wants to start putting more content out?
Yeah.
I see that a lot. Yeah. They're like, oh, I wish I could like do more content. I wanna like do more stuff. What would you say?
I always tell people who want to start doing social media, it's buy a tripod. It does not have to be expensive. Literally $10, $15 on Amazon and set it up. That's really how I started. I was like, I'm going to set this tripod up and I'm just going to document my life. And that's kind of what I did and what I do now. And I just post it.
Yeah.
So that's what I would tell
them. Start.
Just go and just do it. Don't let the fear keep you from going after something you desire. Like if God put it on your heart to talk about motherhood or to do something that you're passionate about via social media, then just do
it. Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah. No. Do you have anything to add, or you're like, that's it? That right?
I would say, I keep saying I'm going to put a little camera in my car, because that's where that's where the gold happens.
It does.
In the cars.
I'm telling you.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it. Well, let us know what you guys think about social media. Is it used for good? Is it used for evil? What are your pros and cons? Let us know.
Yes.
But in the meantime, thank you for watching Moms Actually, where motherhood
meets sisterhood.